That's fine, yeah.
Yeah. Our first public hearing was subdivision 2016-19, the Greens at Indian River, Bunting and Murray Construction Corporation.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we grant preliminary approval of subdivision 2016-19 for the Greens at Indian River, Bunting and Murray Construction, based upon the record and for the following reasons. The proposed subdivision generally meets the purpose of the subdivision ordinance and in that it protects the orderly growth of the county. The land is zoned AR1, which permits low-density, single-family residential development. The proposed subdivision will be consistent with the area and will not adversely affect nearby uses or property values. The lots will be integrated into the Greens at Indian River development and will be governed by the homeowners, by their homeowners association. The proposed subdivision will not adversely impact schools, public buildings, and community facilities. The Greens at Indian River has approved the subdivision of this property with more than 51% of the lots approving it. The proposed subdivision will not adversely affect traffic on the area roadways. This preliminary approval is subject to the following conditions. There shall be no more than two lots within the subdivision. The applicant shall remove the current access onto Irons Lanes, and both of the lots shall have access from Windward Way. The applicant shall landscape the new open space area along Irons Lane. And the final site plan shall be subject to the review and approval of Sussex County Planning and Zoning.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to approve the subdivision 2016-19, the Greens at Indian River, Bunting and Murray Construction Corporation, for the reasons and with the conditions stated in the motion. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Carried. Our next item was our next public hearing was subdivision 2016-16, Piney Creek, Briggs 2 LLC.
On this one, I actually started working on something for the commission to consider, but since this was one that was previously approved and there were some wetlands, I'd like you to defer it just so I can look at the prior approval just to make sure everything tracks through on this.
Okay.
That's all. So just defer to the 22nd.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we defer on 2016-16 Piney Creek Briggs 2 LLC for further consideration.
Second. Moved and seconded to defer action on subdivision 2016-16 Piney Creek Briggs 2 LLC. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed?
Carried. Our next public hearing was subdivision 2016-15 Bell Terry Sussex Real Estate Partners LLC.
Mr. Chairman, considering 2016-15 Bellaterra Sussex Real Estate Partners LLC, my motion is for deferral for further consideration.
Second.
It's moved and seconded to defer action on subdivision 2016-15 Bell Terry Sussex Real Estate Partners LLC for further consideration. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried. All right then. Moving on to additional business, it's time for discuss the comprehensive plan. Ms. Cornwell, do you have an update for us this evening?
I just wanted to note that I did send out the comments that we've received from the public via the website over the last month and a half. There are a good number of them. I also wanted to let you know that staff is meeting with McCormick Taylor next week. They just want to get some history before Mr. Link retires about where development has occurred in the past. If somebody is interested on the commission, please let me know. You're more than welcome. But they just kind of wanted to meet with staff just to get to see where the kind of the history of the development has been occurring over the last 10 years to help give them a better idea and then get as much information out of Mr. Link as possible. We are still expecting some information from them before the end of the year, and then we will be getting back as a part of a workshop with County Council sometime early next year.
Okay. Thank you. I noted in the information there's a real push apparently among the, at least the people who commented, that Sussex County needs pickleball courts. That was about 15 letters.
You're hearing a lot about pickleball.
Yeah.
Anyone have any questions for Ms. Cornwell before we solicit the public?
No.
Everybody good?
I'm Dan, please.
Okay, is there anyone here that would like to speak regarding the comprehensive plan? Yes, ma'am, come on up, give us your name. You may have the floor.
This is for me.
Yes.
Mr. Chairman, Madam, Gentlemen, my name's Nancy Kastner, and I'd like to thank you for your time and your effort in the comprehensive plan and the opportunity for somebody like me to come and speak to you today. I'm expecting guidance, and I have two disclaimers. One is I'm new to Sussex County, and two, I have not pored over the comprehensive plan. And so consequently, some of my issues, which were only three, may not be relevant, or you might direct me somewhere else, and I'm more than happy to take your guidance.
Okay.
Okay. So, I'm in an unincorporated city, the lovely town of Lincoln, or Lincoln City, and we have mill ponds. And the mill ponds are normally associated with farms, and most of them, at least where we are in Lincoln, are privately owned. And my question is, in the planning, anybody thinking about when the farmer sells his 100 acres or whatever, any plan on buying that pond so we can continue to fish and sunbathe and kayak?
No.
No.
And that I know of at this time. The issue is, it's private property.
Yes.
If you're fishing and kayaking, you're a guest of the owner. And that's not likely to change. I don't know that there's any movement afoot to for the county to purchase public for public use any ponds. But that is a comment that we will duly note. I'm not saying no, it'll never happen. I'm saying no, it's not really being considered right now. But maybe it should be. So Ms. Cornwell will make a note of that. I want to encourage you to visit the website, sussexplan.org, right?
.com.
Sussexplan.com. And there you will see a lot of information. You also see the schedule for public meetings. Please come to those meetings and tell the folks there what your concerns are, because they really are listening.
Okay, I appreciate that. Okay. I will say that I will give a plug to the League of Women Voters, because it was there that I found out that we had the opportunity to come here and go on public record to make comments.
Well, we appreciate that. We have solicited the League's help in getting the word out, and they have stepped up in a very fine fashion, and we're very appreciative of that. So.
She can also go and contact the State Division of Parks and Recreation, because
that's right, because the state would be a
close proximity.
That's
to
true.
The
that's
site that they have state land that may be interested in expanding their property.
Yeah.
Okay. Thanks.
Yeah. A lot of times, if they own land nearby, they would be open to the idea of acquiring it to add to their their holdings.
As an open space?
Yes. Well, okay. Well, for public use, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's very good. Thank you. Because I would guess now, more than ever, because in Lincoln, Milford, we're getting a new hospital.
Mm-hmm.
And with that, I would assume maybe sometime within the next few years, if the farmers will be selling to make those big, gigantic bucks, and with it will go the mill ponds. You know, we're off of 30, and Bay Health is going to be building. They've already started. So Lincoln is on Route 1, two signs, 1 mile and a half mile. And I'm sure the traffic, which is the second issue, is going to be a higher rate off of 30. You know, they did put in a light, and there's going to be probably more traffic. And so my next issue would be public bus service. I know nobody, at least that I'm aware, has considered any public bus service in Lincoln or that area from when the hospital comes in.
The DART bus doesn't go through Lincoln?
Not that I'm familiar with. Like I say, I'm new, less than 5 years.
DART would be the
and that's also part of the transportation element of the comprehensive plan.
But the transportation, our plan has a transportation element.
Yes, I saw that.
Yeah. So and that's a frequent comment, actually, is that the ability for, you hear it a lot with seniors having the ability to get from place to place.
You could also contact the city of Milford, and their comp plan includes the Bay Health process,
yes.
And that would be more information you could obtain.
Thank you. I did call them up before coming here. I didn't want to look that bad. So I did get to speak to them.
Well.
But, you know, they were very good about explaining that there is some part of Lincoln that can be supported with Milford, but not where we are. So
we're getting really close.
Yes, I appreciate that. The other issue that I wanted to bring, and lighting, too, with on 30, which goes north and south, very little lighting. And I'm wondering now, because we're going to have more traffic with a hospital, if we could get more street lighting. It's nice we have a bike lane, but the lack of lighting is dangerous for, you know, for everybody, young people, bicyclists, hikers, walkers, and all. So I did bring that up, but I just wanted to make mention here. And the other issue that I wanted to bring up was historic preservation. I did see that there was a section in there, and I believe Milford folks brought up the Milford Middle School. And not the fact that we'd like to keep it all, and Milford has had quite a few historic places saved. They're mostly homes, but we're interested in the facade of the middle school, of Milford, the high school. And I don't know if there's funding or plans to save any part of that as well.
What our plan in the past have included all the historic sites that are registered, whether they're state or federal. It'll be incorporated into the plan typically to designate where those are. And again, there's a county historic planner, there's a state historic preservation office. They can both give you some information on that. I'm passing the buck, sounds like this.
Yeah. I appreciate that, Mr. Lang. That's fine.
It's all out there.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
I would say on that one with the Milford School, probably your best leverage is with the city of Milford on that, mm-hmm. just because that's going to be within their jurisdiction for the city.
Okay. Be the ones that.
Our comp plan, I guess, generally deals with the cities, but ultimate authority rests with the local jurisdictions on that. So that one's Milford for that specific property.
Great. Well, that ends my issues. Thank you so much for your time and good work. Thank you.
Thank you.
Welcome. Please stay involved. County.
Thank you. It's nice to be here.
Where are you coming from?
Albuquerque, New Mexico.
Seriously?
Yes.
Oh, it's on my bucket list to go see the balloons.
Yes, it's very nice. It's called the Land of Enchantment,
yes,
but people
is.
Who don't like it call it the Land of Entrapment. Well, I work for Uncle Sam, and a lot of the folks didn't want to be there. So, yes.
Okay.
Land of very nice. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, anyone else like to speak this evening regarding the land use plan? Yes, sir. Come on up.
Well, good evening. My name is Gary Berge. I live in Englewood Bay Development. I was here was hoping to hear something on the development on Burton's Pond. Was that to be discussed today?
It was, and we probably should have made an announcement. It was pulled off the agenda. There was an issue with the advertisements. It's on, do we have it scheduled yet?
Rescheduled.
Burton's Pond is December 22nd. A second letter was sent out to all the property owners within
two hundred feet,
noting that it had been rescheduled due to an issue with the legal ad. So it will be on the December 22nd agenda. And if you cannot make that, feel free to send us a letter and we will get those into the record.
Excellent. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you. I'm sorry for the inconvenience.
Yeah.
Really.
Not a problem. Enjoyed the meeting. Thank you.
Okay. Anyone else like to speak regarding land use plan?
I want to hear what Al Galvin's got to say.
The mum is on, right? He's not going to say anything.
All right, then. Well, that completes our agenda for the evening, ladies and gentlemen. Does anyone else have anything they wish to add for the good of the order?
You're going to be here next week, next meeting? Everybody's going to be here next meeting?
Yes. Just keep our count.
Oh, yeah. All right, then.
Make sure we got
at
least three and hopefully four.
I know. All right, if no one has anything else to add, we stand adjourned. Peace and harmony prevail.